Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's trying to make things happen, and it sounds like, I mean, we talked about it last, like overnight that recruiting class is starting to pick up for next year. And you know, it's just been awesome to see how much he's been getting after it and the work ethic he's putting into it. I think everybody was expecting that, and it's been cool to see.
Well, and I think you made the point last time we had you on to become the one-cent school, and my information is that they are looking into that heavily.
How about
and,
that,
and if they can determine that there's no sort of, you know, advantage, right, or recruiting violation, I think that's going to happen. I think Memphis, at least basketball-wise, is going to be a one-cent school.
Yeah, and I think, you know, early on, whether it's penny models in particular that guys are wearing or if it's just the one-cent logo on the current Hyper Dunks, I mean, that's one of the coolest things ever. And of course, Penny's line is much loved. But, you know, it's such a rare thing for a guy to be coaching at not only his alma mater, but also that they're sponsored by the same brand. I think, you know, if you look at Patrick Ewing and some other coaches that have their own shoes, not everything always lines up in terms of the brand deals and stuff like that. And this is kind of one of those perfect storms that would be great if it happened.
Exactly. Nick, man, appreciate your time
and
insight,
man.
As always, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yes, sir. He is Nick DePaula, covers the shoe game. Very fascinating, as always. Love getting those inside looks into the shoe game.
So that deal, not quite as lucrative.
That was worded very poorly in the article, and I'm glad he mentioned that because it was confusing. It made it seem like Marvin's deal was bigger or as big as Kevin Durant's. It's not even close.
It wasn't close.
Yeah, I mean, 2.2 a year.
Biggest sense. He's getting two.
But even that is kind of surprising. That's the biggest since KD. I mean, my goodness. I'm actually currently hooping in some penny twos, and I love them. Absolutely. Now, these aren't the foams. These are the, you know, the penny.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm hooping in the penny two Miami Heats. Love them. Okay. Good shoe. I mean, they hold up very well. Like, you'd think, like, it was such a, you know, an older shoe that it'd be bulky and heavy, and it looks like it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it feels great on the court. I can't do what Penny can do, though.
Are you just saying that because he's the coach in Memphis?
No. I mean, I wouldn't have the pennies if he
wasn't.
I'm
kidding. They're obviously a very popular shoe. All players love them,
but
from what I hear.
I've got two pairs of pennies. I got the Penny 5 little pennies, and I got the Penny 2 Miami Heats.
You're so, I mean, so special.
You should buy a pair to wear to the Bluff.
I've got the old Dream Team pair, fool.
Well, whip them out on Thursday night for the draft party. Good luck. That's what everybody does. They bring
their
penny
doll. They're a little dusty. I'm not like Bennett. I don't have them still in the box.
Now, you're saying Bennett got dusty shoes? He wears dusty
shoes? No, he keeps his stuff in the box so it doesn't get dusty.
Got you.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Brett and I are going to join us at 1:25. Been a while since we've caught up with him. He'll join us. He's going to be in town, obviously, for the draft.
Ask him who his pick is. He's got to have a favorite.
So we'll talk to him at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
50% of all men experience erectile dysfunction, or ED. The board-certified urologists at the Conrad Pearson Clinic offer the latest technology to eliminate ED. Now, with no drugs, no shots, and no pain, the doctors offer a true remedy. Most men are amazed after just 4 treatments of ED wave therapy, a non-invasive, painless, 20-minute therapy. Go to ConradPearsonClinic.com or call 901-252-3400 and make your appointment for this revolutionary new ED treatment exclusively at the Conrad Pearson Clinic.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For 30 years, we've been in the business of bringing dignity back to those who've lost it. And it isn't something we take for granted. Dignity means bringing a paycheck home, being able to put food on the table, and provide for your family. For 30 years, I've fought to bring dignity back to those who lost it after an accident or an injury. And because we believe in dignity, it is also the heart of our charitable contributions and our fight for the powerless. It's why we donated $10 million to pass the legalization of medical marijuana in Florida, so that the most ill can live and die with dignity. Let my family fight for your family and your dignity. Call us for a free consultation. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com.
Always overpromise. Advice you're likely to get from someone who owns a Ram truck. Because with the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, you're not only capable of always living up to expectations, but exceeding them. For instance, when your buddy forgets to mention that he's bringing his ATV, a half-faced cord of wood, and his new 8-rack smoker on your camping trip, no sweat, because you know a 2,300-pound payload capacity can handle it. Ram, built to serve. Hurry in now to your Ram dealer for great deals on the most capable Ram 1500 ever.
Right now, current owners of select light-duty trucks finance and get $9,500 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Payload weren't properly equipped on 2019 models. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends 7/5/18.
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home and your floors that are sinking and sloping a bit? Yep. Could be signs of a foundation problem. And if you have that, you don't need me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. You got a serious problem. You need to get in touch with the Redeemers Group. They've been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for a whole decade. They do it all, everything imaginable. They offer complete and permanent solutions at an affordable price. That means they handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call 451-8765. They're going to send an expert out to your home at no cost. They come out, they assess the situation, and then they give you an estimate. And at that point, you decide exactly what you want to do. If you want to proceed with the project, good decision. Mention my name, John Martin. You get an additional $50 off your repair project. If you don't want to proceed, whatever the reason is, they don't care. Just say no thanks, and you owe them nothing. They're going to walk away, that you can go about your day. You don't owe them a penny. There's no harm in calling. That's why you should call. Redeemers Group, 451-8765, 451-8765, and they're on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
Listen up. Lessons from Snoop. Start with the basics. Everyone thinks it's all about the car and the clothes. But start with the skin. Start with the hair. And make sure down there is working. So what we gonna do right here? We gonna get dressed, look fresh. I never promise anything, but here's one thing I'm gonna promise. From me to you, go to forhims.com and get your game together. So you can look good, feel good, and perform well in the bedroom. Go to forhims.com, the wellness brand for men. They got a one-stop shop for your hair, your skin, and even for your hell on. It's $5. $5 to try it out, man. And it comes right to your crib. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Go to forhims.com/love. forhims.com/love. forhims/love. Go.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You went about it the wrong way, so we can't fix it. I'm so straight, she mad at you, so she come for me, forget that. Next time you bring me up, just make sure you stay big fat. Tell the truth, big fat, big fat, big fat, big fat. Trying to shatter me with lies. I ain't with that. Tell the truth. Big fat, big fat, big fat, big fat.
Gentlemen, you know I care about your hygiene. When you feel fresh, you've got that confidence. I want you to have that swagger. You look crisp, like you just stepped out of a Sammy's. We all know that Memphis is crazy hot and humid. It is right now. All you got to do is go out and feel it. It's easy to lose that look of swagger and confidence I'm talking about. Let me tell you how to keep it. You do that with Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. It'll keep you feeling so fresh and so clean in this heat. Does it for me. Whether you're at a day party, an outdoor festival, it's kind of season, right? Or barbecue like I was this weekend. You want to make sure you stay fresh, stay fly all day long. So give Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant a try. It'll help you beat that Memphis heat. Look cool while doing it. Don't let the heat beat you. Everybody needs a good wingman, right? I've got one. I've got a couple here. One's name's John Martin. The other one's name's Bennett Doyle. But we all need that wingman underneath those arms, John, don't we? Yes, we do. And I'm telling you who it is. Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant will never let you down.
All right, we're back. Brevin Knight going to join us at 125.
I see that live left you speechless.
Well, it did. Because
I am an Old Spice man.
I was actually looking at, I was trying to see if I could find Sammy's Man of Fashion on the internet. And, you know, because that's what it is. It's Sammy's Man of Fashion. And apparently the 2703 South Perkins location closed.
Mm-hmm.
There is one in South Haven, though. So we cannot totally rule out your shopping at Sammy's.
Fool, I told you I shop in Macy's.
You've never been into Sammy's?
I told you how I feel about Macy's.
I thought that was a rite of passage.
No. No. I didn't do
Sammy's. I apologize.
You're talking about, you can go in there and get a $20 suit, a three-piece suit for $20.
Dude, it's affordable. I mean, if you're balling a budget, there's no better place to shop.
And that's a rite of passage for me. That's what you're saying about me and my family?
No, dude, don't take that.
I've been the same.
I feel like Billy Richmond's dad, man, when they were questioning Billy in the car he was driving. My kid can't drive a nice car, right? His dad doesn't have a good living. That's how I feel.
Dude, maybe you bought
my family can only afford a $20 three-piece suit for their child.
Dude, you can buy 10 three-piece suits. You can have a suit for, two straight weeks, a different one.
Yeah, a different color. Purple, turquoise.
Yeah, that's shame.
Turquoise.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
No, ain't nothing wrong with a good turquoise suit.
Shoot, I got this shirt at Target.
$200. $200, you can have 10 suits.
What's that, a Chaps?
No, it's just a whatever Target brand is.
Yeah.
What is the Target? Mazio or something?
No, it's new. It's
Target.
They brought in some new brand now. Yeah. Target's exclusive.
I won't wear that either. So it's not just Sammy slander on here.
Oh, you won't wear Target clothes?
Target?
Yeah. What do I look like to you?
Okay, hang
do
on
you
a second.
You see what this is on my...
Jason, when Jess, was the last time
you're
went to
you're
Target?
You're very brand snobby.
Yeah,
very much so.
That was very snobby. When was the last time you went to Target?
Brother, it has been years since they used to have the little concession stand sell hot dogs over there. They still do that?
Dude, the Target, yes, they still do that.
That's how long it's been.
The Target clothing game is on a different level than what you probably remember.
Dude, I'm sorry.
They don't have my kind of brand names in there, bro.
Like what?
What are you? Polo, fool.
Okay, that's it.
I come in here every day.
I rock with Polo. I'm wearing Polo and pants right now.
Polo and Kango.
U.S. Polo.
No,
that's the knockoff, Bennett.
No, I turned around and showed y'all my butt the other day. It's got the real Polo
Bennett,
logo
that ain't
on.
No horse. That's a mule.
Dude.
Knockoff.
That's a mule, bro.
Get off. We're not going to get back on Bennett's wardrobe.
That's not.
Because we'll all be let down.
That ain't Secretariat. That's Eeyore.
No, you saw it.
That's Eeyore in your butt, dog. That is not what you think.
I didn't mean to get you off the rails there, man. I'm still a little offended by your Sammy's comment earlier.
Like you mentioned, obviously it's something that bothered
you. I didn't mean to call you a boy, but you took me back there.
You took
me back to the streets.
I couldn't even focus on what you called me because I was just laughing at the image of you going into Sammy's and them being like, hey, Smooth!
Yeah, like fake image.
You're back.
Oh, they're calling me Smooth like I'm just coming in all the time.
Dude,
they know
you're,
me
like
there.
You're like the Sammy's.
You're a fool.
All right, next week you got a live for Sammy's bet.
Oh, I'm not like Clay Travis.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. I know Clay Travis got a number. He'll be happy to do it for that rival high school.
So you
think I don't have a number for Sammy's? That I'll come in here, I'll be the best. I'll turn it all the way around.
Give me a Sammy's lie right now,
brother. I'll just do this Old Spice one again.
No, Sammy's lie.
No Sammy's lie.
You gotta pay for it.
Oh, you gotta pay for that. You're right. We don't want to give away the count.
Sammy's can come. Yeah, I'll take care. I'll get everybody in there. Just like we got them all packing the Wing Guru.
Sammy's.
We get everybody to Sammy's. I'll call it a rite of passage as you did, John. I'll just adopt that as my line, my tagline. Sell the hell out of some $20 suits.
Sammy's.
I hope
man
sales
of fashion
is listening right now.
I'm telling you, there's a real opportunity here with Jason. We can convert him. He over here acting like he don't go to Sammy's. Come on now.
Brother, I have never. Look at me in my eyes right now.
Okay.
Can you tell him I love? You see how serious I am?
I'm serious, yeah.
I have never in my life, and I never plan to, God willing, stepped in Sammy's, John, and that is offensive.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was offensive, man. But your swag is, like, it's hard for me to, I can't match it. So, I didn't know where it came from.
Well, stop trying to figure things out that you don't have any understanding of.
Okay.
Because you'll say stupid things.
Do you have your bluff outfit picked out on Thursday for the draft party?
No, I don't have it picked out.
Okay, how far in advance? You pick that up day of?
I don't need to do, you think I got to plan something 48 hours in advance and lay it out on a bed?
Dude,
get it all ironed?
As you said, you're always so crispy when you step out for our big events.
Together. It's because I get my stuff dry cleaned, unlike you. That's what it's called, brother, dry cleaner. Keelan Lawson tell you all about it.
See, dry clean. That's
and me.
I don't do that. I don't get anything dry cleaned.
Neither one of y'all get anything dry cleaning.
No, yes, I do. I got my start in the dry cleaning business.
Okay. All right. Well, there is a draft party on Thursday that we'll be there. You can come by, say hello, drink a couple beers with us, enjoy the night.
It's going to smell like Old Spice out there.
It's going to smell like Old Spice and some fresh Sammy's out there. Thursday.
You better watch it.
All right, I'm done. I tend to do things like that too much. I'm done. I won't beat it over your head anymore. I'm sorry. You don't go to Sammy's. It's not even true. It's okay. You don't go to Sammy's. This will come up sometime down the road, but not anymore today. Okay. All right. There is a draft party on Thursday night. We'll be there. We'll be a good time. And it's going to be a particularly intriguing night for the Memphis Grizzlies, because earlier today we had Jonathan Givony on the show.
Yes, we did. Made a little news.
And he told us several interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
One, Mo Bamba refuses to work out for the Grizzlies. He refuses to give his medicals to the Grizzlies. And he apparently has told the Grizzlies openly that he does not want to be there.
Basically a finger sign he's given us.
Now, what does Mo Bamba have against the Grizzlies in Memphis?
I don't know. I mean, you heard, you haven't said it. We haven't brought it up. And maybe it was because we were having Pugs on right after. But you heard what Jonathan said about the franchise and what, when he talks to agents, when he talks to other NBA front offices, his feeling is that, I think I wrote it down, that they're an unstable franchise right now. And obviously you've got the Paris situation settled.
Yeah.
But to his point, we saw the numbers, John. We know how much, you know, this team needs in terms of the revenue sharing from the NBA, what it needs just to get back up to where you're not drowning, right?
Right.
I mean, we've seen it. And from that standpoint, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, you know, you say, well, maybe they're not the most stable organization in the league. I mean, what the rest of the NBA thinks about us, then we have to, at some point, acknowledge
that's
what they're saying. I know we don't agree with it. We'll put our flag and say stop picking on our Grizzlies. But if this is how the league looks at us,
I'm not going to sit here and act like everything is just hunky dory in that front office, and that we have a clear understanding of who's making the decisions.
We've never known that.
But I will.
He's dead on about that.
I will push back a little bit. Let's just take a step back. The Grizzlies own the fourth pick in the NBA draft.
I get that.
And do you think if you're a player who's outside of the top three range, right? I mean, there are financial implications that come with being drafted as highly as possible.
Yes.
If you get drafted seventh as opposed to fourth, you are losing money.
Yes.
Now, granted,
it's not
a ton of money, but it is still money. And money is money.
And the first time really getting paid,
absolutely,
you're going to feel that difference.
So do I really believe that players are thinking, oh, well, I don't know who's making the decisions in that front office. I'm not going to go where. I think that's stupid. Like, I reject that. Like, I don't think that's why the Grizzlies aren't getting top-tier workouts. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. I think why the Grizzlies aren't getting workouts, frankly, is that players don't view Memphis as a good market. You know, I don't think they don't understand Memphis. They probably have never been to Memphis.
No.
They don't understand what basketball means to Memphis, and they just look at, oh, Memphis, Tennessee, small town, barely a top 50 market. Am I really going to be a superstar there?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some truth. Yes, there's some truth to
more
that.
More so that than, you know, oh, who's making the decision?
Look at the organization itself.
That might be something that agent.
You got a fair point.
But if you're an agent, right, why would you not want your guy to work out at the highest possible slot he could be drafted, like a Wendell Carter?
If you're an agent, just fundamentally, you should want him to go as high as possible, meaning he's going to get the most money because of the scale, which means you get more in your cut.
Exactly.
Fundamentally, it makes all the sense in the world. Now, any agent will tell you that. You'd rather have your guy taking it four than seven.
By the way, I was doing a little research. I brought this up several weeks ago, but Rubio did make it clear. I read this on Chris Harrington's old Memphis Flyer archive.
Yeah.
Rubio did make it clear that he did not want to come to Memphis.
Don't draft me.
Yeah, he did. I mean, we got a little Ricky Rubio situation on our hands here.
Dude, we weren't taking Bomb in the first place.
Well, there's no reason
to be all outraged about this.
But, okay, but let me contend, though. If they asked for him, according to Givony, they asked him to work out, he said no.
Yeah, that's
they
a
They asked for
that's
his medicals, they said no. And he apparently has let them know that he does not want to be here. So there was some interest from the Grizzlies.
And doing their due diligence, probably.
Right, right.
But absolutely, no. I mean, and we said they needed to do that. So, no.
Exactly.
Do I like that he said no to that stuff when you made the request? Absolutely not.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and fake outrage like I was hoping they were going to take Bamba anyway and say, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? You've messed this thing up. He's going to go where he's supposed to go, and it's not here.
Right. Are you going to root against Mo Bamba now that you know he hates the city of Memphis?
Maybe I won't pull for him as much. I really was pulling for that kid. I've seen interviews with him recently. I had watched something, and I love how smart this crop of players is. I made that point yesterday in one of our interviews. Look, you usually get the smart players, right? But you get the best. You get the best athletes, right?
Yep.
And you usually with what comes with that. I mean, guys that come out of Duke, they're going, you know, you're already just to get into that place. You're super. But this crop, we're talking whether we're talking about Wendell Carter or Bamba, Bagley with the high IQ, but particularly those two bigs. You know, you're looking at Harvard to go to school. That, you know, that to me says a ton about them. And so for me, the intelligence level of these guys makes this class, man, special to me.
Right.
Because why? Because we've just seen LeBron playing with a bunch of dumb ones. And certainly, I'll put it on one, J.R. Smith. But the point, LeBron said afterwards, you can't beat Golden State without a bunch of high IQ guys. Basically, I don't have that right now. It's important to have all the hops to be able to make the switches defensively, all that stuff. But if you're not a smart player, if you cannot pick it up fast,
yeah,
you got no chance. You got no chance. And so, I mean, with these guys, even Doncic, his game IQ clearly through the roof because he's been a professional for so long. That's the part of this crop that I feel really good about. And would want to root for these guys going forward, even with the little slight from Bamba.
Exactly. I mean, you know, again,
I just won't pull for him as much. I still think he's a smart kid.
I mean, you were part of a 15-win team at Texas. You didn't get out of the first round, and you're supposed to redefine basketball. I mean, I get it. You're the fastest guy in the history of the world at your size, but you know,
fastest and longest.
I will not be purchasing a Bamba jersey.
You weren't going to do it anyway.
I liked Mo Bamba. I was asking, you know, why did it feel like the Grizzlies weren't showing more interest in Mo Bamba? And now I know. Now I got my answer. And I don't like the answer, but I got my answer. There are a couple other things that Jonathan mentioned. Michael Porter Jr. is going to have to take a redshirt season, according to everything he's heard, which takes him off the table and more appropriately puts him probably in the 8 to 15 range. He could fall out of the lottery.
There's no way he's falling out of the
lottery. He could. He'll get drafted by a late lottery team, but if he has to take a redshirt year, you know, he makes no sense for the Grizzlies. Like, we all agree on that.
Because
point,
of
right?
where the plan is,
yeah.
Right.
He doesn't help you, to Jonathan's point, he doesn't help you next year.
Which is what their plan is, winning 50 games. Good luck.
And finally, he believes Luka will be there at 4. He believes Luka Doncic, you know, the 18-year-old phenom from Real Madrid.
Yeah, basically mapped it out. Said Bagley will go 2, or Sacramento trades out, and said JJJ will go 3.
It's going to be a fun night, man. I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait to see your outfit. I can't wait to be at the Bluff. I can't wait to see who the Grizzlies draft, what happens. Like, I got a lot of things that I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to rank, it would go number 3, it would be to see all our listeners at the Bluff.
Right.
Number 2, it would be to see what the Grizzlies do at number 4, and then again at number 32. Funny. And then at number 1, that J Smooth fit. It's always must-see TV. So, there you go. Come on out, Bluff. We'll be there at 5:30 all the way through.
Be a good time.
What the Grizzlies do. So make sure you come out and say what's up. All right, we'll come back. Brevin Knight, a.k.a. Mr. Keep It Real, is going to join us. We will talk to him about what draft week was like for him, what he thinks the Grizzlies should and will do.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to get to with Brevin Knight. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I've always managed my money carefully, but it was just one of those months, and I needed some extra cash to cover my bills. AF247.com had my back with a flex loan. I just logged on to apply. An AF247.com representative called me back, walked me through the process, and the money was deposited into my bank account. It was so easy.
I got a $3,000 line of credit without leaving my house. The AF247.com flex loan was quick and confidential. I just snapped a few pictures with my phone, got a fast approval, and the cash I needed was deposited right into my bank account. The AF247.com flex loan was perfect for me. I took care of my business on my terms. Now that's convenient.
The Advanced Financial Flex Loan from AF247.com starts with a simple, no-nonsense application from your phone or tablet. You can have the money in your account within the hour. Go to AF247.com and get the cash you need today. Flexibility is good.
Endorsement by paid actors.
It's internet, but not just any internet. It's the fastest speeds that will blow you away, internet. It's Wi-Fi that lets you stream on any device throughout your home, internet.
Even the laundry room?
Yep, even the laundry room. I can get fast speeds and up to 5 lines of talk and text included with this internet? Hello, savings. It's internet and mobile from Xfinity. Internet that makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
See how you can save by getting Xfinity Mobile included with your internet.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay, or monthly charge increases by $5. Offer ends 6/21/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to performance starter, 25 megabits per second internet for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Landers Auto Sales and the Ram Truck Center. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Over on Facebook today, I know you guys have heard me talking about the truck for so long. You can see it. You can see all the beautiful features of this truck on Facebook. I mean, you're going to see the DVD player. You're going to see the large touchscreen. You're going to see the coolers, all of that. It is an amazing truck. And the best news is there are more of them out at the Ram Truck Center. But if it's too much truck for you to handle, and listen, there's no shame in that. It may be. They got all kinds of other options out there, whether it's a small SUV, a large SUV, compact car, luxury car. It's all out there waiting on you. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know. They're going to find it for you. Most importantly, they got a highly trained staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. Let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, any of their two locations, one at Mount Moriah 241 at Government Run in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, homie, you paid too much.
Join Jason and John from 92.9 ESPN at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland for the Grizzlies Draft Watch Party starting at 5:30 this Thursday. Come enjoy $10 Bud Light Bucket Specials. See you at the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland. Memphis' hottest new restaurant and event venue.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, we call him around these parts, Mr. Keep It Real.
Yes, sir.
He is Brevin Knight. You know him from the Grizzlies television broadcast. He joins us now. Brevin, what's up, brother?
Not much. What's going on?
Man, we've been trying to get you on the show for what, like 3-4 weeks? Man, I know once that offseason hits, you ain't going to be able to catch Brevin.
You stay on the golf course.
The golf course, coaching my boys, and I kind of put the phone to the side a little bit.
No, I get smart. It. And we appreciate that. We appreciate your time. You came back in for the draft, right? You back in Memphis?
Yes, I'm back in town to enjoy a fun draft party night. It should be fun. We haven't had, you know, the ability to have this type of excitement in a long time. Mm-hmm. Our team has been such a winning team.
Yeah, no, it's a great time, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But just first, before we get to the Grizzlies, what was your draft week like? What was your draft process like? Obviously, you were picked in the first round, 16th overall by the Cavs. What was your draft process like in the days leading up to the draft night?
Nerve-wracking, because I was one of those guys that you could be at this number or you could be at that number. Mm. It was the joy was at least I was invited to New York, so somebody thought that I was going to go high enough that I deserved to be in New York during that time. But it's one of those times that also is you're joyful because, you know, the dream that you've had for so long is almost there. And so I think for a lot of those guys, the anticipation is building, but also just fun and enjoying these times. You're going to get to go to a lot of places. You're going to do a lot of things for free. You better enjoy it for free right now because it stops later on.
Brevin, I've always wondered about that. I mean, how much you can enjoy it and then how much there is a real fear when you're invited to New York in the green room that you might slide. I just remember a couple of years ago with a kid we love here, Scalabissier, and watching his face, man. And because we knew him, I guess it was a little bit different and you felt for the kid more. Just is that fear just in the back of your mind when you're invited up there? I guess the best of the best, probably not. But the ones that maybe don't know, you know, maybe like kind of in your situation, is that fear real that you might slide and you got all those cameras in your face?
It is real.
Yeah,
and
man.
It got really real for me because it went from being at 12 maybe to now having to wait until the Cavs came back around at 16. And so it goes from you're worried but happy.
Absolutely.
Then when the day comes and you're sitting, you're like, please just don't have me sitting back here all day. Just call my name. And so there is that, you know, you get a little bit of worry as you sit there a little bit longer.
I got you.
We are, of course, talking to Brevin Knight, Mr. Keep It Real. All right, so let's talk about that pick, that number 4 overall pick. It is a premium pick, and obviously, you know, depending on how it shakes out, you could end up with a really good player who contributes immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for you, Brevin, what do you hope the Grizzlies accomplish with that number 4 pick?
Well, hopefully they get somebody that they have a very good understanding of where they are right now and kind of where in their mind they project them to be. And we always talk about this team being in a situation where you would like someone who's ready to play right now. And so but you are still at the mercy of the three teams ahead of you with who they take and then what you do with that number 4 pick. And so there's still a lot of things that are up in the air, but hopefully they're able to find someone that's ready to contribute now but still has a nice upside as time moves on.
Brevin, you're Mr. Keep It Real. Just you got a couple personal favorites, a couple guys you really like there that you think might be around at 4? Just your favorites.
The thing about this is, so the Doncic kid I like because I think he is probably of the top players most ready. To contribute right now.
Yes, sir.
But I also think he has the least amount of upside of the guys that you say are in that are in that position. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at him and say, well, how much more can you pull out of him? Is he going to get bigger? Is he going to get faster? He has the knowledge of the game already. So he has some of those intangible things that you love. You don't know, can that grow anywhere?
Yep.
And you start to look at some of the Porter kid is just a toss-up because of health.
Right.
And this team has already dealt with a lot of health situations. So you don't know if you want to add that to the scenario of with a back surgery. And I know he says that he's 100% stronger than ever, but you still had a fused back at 19 years old.
Right.
And so that's very hard to deal with. So, I think those are the Bagley. Depends on if he's there. But of those top 5, I think you would like to get somebody that's ready to play right now. But, you know, if you get that guy that's ready, how much more does he grow? You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Trae Young is not going to be in play for the Grizzlies because they have Mike Conley and they're very happy with Mike Conley. But what do you think of him as a prospect? See, I am pretty skeptical of Trae Young simply just because of his size and his stature. And I know it's ironic to hear me say that when Mike Conley is here in Memphis and he's kind of built a little bit like Mike Conley. But I'm a little bit more skeptical of Trae Young as a, you know, especially since he's being billed as the next Steph. What do you make of Trae Young as a prospect, Brevin?
I think he is a great talent. I think the apprehensions that you have are the same that I would have, but because of the range at which he can shoot the ball means that people have to defend him further, which means he has more space to be able to do creating and stay away from bigger defenders. So I think it relies on the situation that he goes to. Are you going to allow him to still play a Steph Curry type game where he's able to shoot those shots and maybe miss some and wait until he gets into rhythm? Or are you going to try to make him be more of a structured guard and now that has to set the offense, run things, and play closer to the more he has to play close to the basket or close to defenders gives the defense a chance to be able to be physical with him. As long as he can stay away and your offense can be free and move, then he has a great chance because it's become a scoring lead.
Yes.
That's what the rules are geared towards. So I think he's gonna have a heck of a career.
Do you think the center position, like as we understand it, right? Like when I think center, I think of Shaquille O'Neal, just physical, dominant force, back to the basket. Do you think the center position is being phased out in the NBA?
I hope it's not, because a lot of people were making comments during the playoffs, and some of the Astros always during the year, with so much switching going on, that there needs to be these bigs need to be able to set a screen, and when they switch a small, they need to be able to roll to the middle of the paint, catch the ball, and score. And so too many times right now, you have guys that are able to be switched on that are 6'10", 6'11", and they have guards defending them, but they get nothing done in the paint. So it is, if you can still have a big guy that has the ability to finish in the paint but still has a level of mobility, I think that puts you ahead of the game in terms of being able to use that screen and roll, and also not just use that guy as a finisher above the rim every time, but a guy you can throw the ball to and, say, force a double team or can get a score. So I think it is maybe phasing out because it's just people think that the only way that you could be successful is if you make a jump shot
right
in the NBA right now. But there are still other phases to the game that if you can combine an inside game with just a medium-range jump shot for a big, then I think you can dominate in this game.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to ask this to somebody who played the game, and you obviously played in Shaquille O'Neal's heyday, so you would know better than most. But I saw a video on Twitter of him just shooting threes, right? Like, he was, like, shooting from 30 feet, and he was making them, Shaq was. And it was recent, so obviously it wasn't when he was playing. But, you know, Shaq got kind of ridiculed because he couldn't make free throws and he was just a under-the-basket guy. Do you think he could thrive the way he did back in the 2000s today? Or do you think his game would have just been different? Do you think he would have been shooting threes and learned to shoot threes? I'm just curious.
Well, I think he would have dominated the game the way he did back when he was playing because he had a dominating mentality. He didn't have a shoot jump shots mentality. And I think that was a product of how he grew up. His dad was in the armed services, so he wasn't going to take any mess. And that's kind of how he played the game. And so I think that mentality for him would still be there today, in today's game, because he's one of the biggest proponents of bigs today can't score inside. And so I think that he understood that could be a dominating feature for a team. If you have a guy that I know we can throw the ball to on the interior at any point in time, he can get us an easy basket, or he can get us a foul, or an offensive rebound. I just think that there is still a place in today's game for real centers.
Brevin, let me ask you a little bit about Marvin Bagley III. You know the narrative on him. Everybody says, on the one side of the coin, you know, maybe a 20-10 guy, obviously has the production there on the offensive side. You figure he's going to come in and do that. But everybody's got that other side of the coin that says, oh, defensively, he's got so much to learn. Duke had to play zone when he was there. You know, just doesn't have those instincts. For a guy that played that, you can tell us, when you look at Bagley, is he not someone that you think can improve on what you were just talking about, the switches and how important that is now? Since he's got the quick twitch athleticism, since he appears to be an intelligent basketball player, can he not improve? Isn't there a good possibility he does? Or, Brevin, is it more, if you don't understand that early, you're never going to get it and know that will always limit him? It just feels like that's something he can learn, Brevin. Am I wrong?
Well, the thing is, can he learn to be a playmaker? Can he learn to score in different ways and at the NBA level, I think? You know, defensively, every one of these kids that we're talking about at the top of the draft has to learn how to play defense
all
in the NBA.
Yep.
Everybody.
Every
does.
Last
I mean,
one.
We can write defensive deficiency for every 1 through 10 guy or every person, because it's not something that they harp on. And in our league, we have guys in our league, we still talk about defensively how bad they are. So that part of it is what you can learn. The offensive skills, the ability to grow within what you do right now, that is for Bagley, I think. Does that mean that you become a Lamar Odom-type player,
yeah,
where now you start to be able to step away from the basket and do things? Or does that mean you are more like a junkyard dog-type player, where you're going to get some stuff around or some scraps around, but you're going to out-hustle and work? I think for him,
I got you.
Being at Duke, he was like a man playing against with kids.
Mm-hmm.
He was just so much more physical than everybody else. That edge, I think he loses that a little bit coming to the NBA,
yep,
but the knowledge that he has, and he's going to have to grow in his offensive game in order for him to affect it the way that he did in college.
Brevin, Puma just called. They asked me to ask you how much it's going to take to get you to slip into some Pumas for the season. It's going to be a season deal. We may do lifetime deal. Do you have a number, Brevin, for the Pumas?
Any number they put out there that you say you want to pay me to wear some Pumas,
yes, sir,
let me know. They will be on. I will be styling them every day, of every color, whatever you need me to do.
Did you have a shoe deal, brother?
Yeah, I started with Converse when Converse was still going strong, and then went over to AN1 because I guess they thought I was from Jersey, I played in the park.
Uh-huh.
And I was never anywhere near an AN1 player, but I'll take the gear and the money. And then I finished with Reebok.
There you go. AN1.
I had a pair. I'll raise my hand here, as Jason Smith would say. I had a pair of the Starberries, and I loved them.
Man, I still to this day, they sent so much. Well, I love AN1 was they sent you boxes on top of boxes of stuff. I mean, people come to the house, I'm like, why don't y'all just take some of this? I still have it to this day.
You still got boxes of AN1s?
Man, listen, it was a great company. If they liked you,
yeah,
it was great to be down with them.
Dig that.
Back in the day, man, AN1 was the place. I mean, let me ask you this, Brevin. Like, you know how this stuff goes on a basketball court. Like, I get it. They're spending money, and they're trying to make themselves legitimate. But, like, you don't think DeAndre Ayton's going to get roasted on the court for wearing Pumas?
In the locker room, y'all going to roast that man.
Listen, all of those guys know what they did. When people started wearing the Lee Ning sneakers,
uh-huh.
You think they weren't getting ridiculed? But
yep.
That's what they said. Let me show you this check that they gave me to wear this Lee Ning.
Exactly.
That's making a joke about the Puma jumping on the sneaker, he gonna show you that check and say, "Ain't no joke now."
Nah, that's the bottom line is all that matters. You're exactly right. Hey, Brevin, we'll see you on Thursday, man. Good to catch up.
Thank you for this.
Yeah, man. I'll see y'all Thursday. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of people out there and we'll have some fun time. It'll be a good night.
Yes,
sounds
sir.
Sounds good, brother.
See you then, Brevin. He is
all right.
Brevin Knight, Mr. Keep It Real. He's exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, we can joke about it and we can laugh and all that. And we can say you can buy your new Bagley One, Puma Growls, whatever they're going to call it, at Sammy's. But they're getting that check. That check is clearing.
It's easier when you got Jay-Z and you heard Davala. We got what Weekend's going to be wearing them. Like, it's like a culture move, man.
Well,
so you'll be able to say, you know, somebody get on your shoes, you can say, call Jay-Z. Call my boss.
I mean, that's an ultimate trump card, really.
Yeah, call mm-hmm. Jay-Z. See what he got. Yeah, talk to him about it.
I mean, what, did AN1 go away? Is that what you were saying? Okay. I'm sorry.
Dude, what do you mean it go away? Where do you think it's been?
Where do you think hot sauce
is? I just thought
on
a hiatus or something.
Hiatus?
Or maybe some other company.
You don't remember the Professor Bennett?
Oh, I know. I'm very familiar with AN1.
That was like John's favorite player for a good stretch of his life.
The Professor?
Yes. No, don't tell me any different. I know he was.
I mean, you
watch all those mixtapes.
I enjoyed watching him, yes.
Did they come to FedEx Forum or the Pyramid? I went to one
probably
of them.
Probably the Pyramid.
I went to one of those AN1 mixtape tours.
Yeah, probably the Pyramid.
It was a good time.
I enjoyed
Hot Sauce.
Hot Sizzle. Who else was
Who's
there?
Hot Sizzle? Is that his nickname or something?
I thought that's what
Hot Sauce, fool.
I thought he went by Hot Sizzle too. Maybe he didn't. Then there was Skip to My Lou. That was Ray for Alston.
Yeah, Skip to My Lou.
Helicopter.
Oh yeah, the Leaper.
the Leaper. That's exactly
DJ
right.
Would have been good in that league. He would have been the new helicopter.
You keep trying to sign up all these former Tigers for Harlem Globetrotters.
Call that man NASA.
They feel disrespected. Why do you want all these guys to sign up for AN1 and Harlem Globetrotters?
Dude,
I said get your money first.
Yeah.
Get your big money first. That's the easy money. That's the retire on money right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hot Sauce also went by Hot Sizzle.
Oh, that's for the cooler people.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody else from AN1 that we're leaving out? We got AM, we got the Professor, we got Hot Sizzle, we got Skip to My. Wasn't there a fat guy?
Believe there was.
Who was the fat AN1 guy?
The guy that was doing the announcing, wasn't he? He was fat. You're not talking about him.
He had a great job.
He did, yeah, and a great voice.
He passed.
I mean, talking about any dead people, John.
Escalade Jackson.
I guess that's him.
Escalade was his name, apparently. I apologize. He's no longer with us, so I apologize.
Well, neither are those shoes.
And neither are those shoes.
Except Brevin's got a couple of boxes if you need any.
Exactly. Am I taking him up on that? No, I won't. I won't take him up on that. All right, we'll come back. Wrap it up. Jason and John, 98.9 FM, ESPN.
Just in case you guys wanted to find me on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/929ESPN. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Friday, 71.99 stage.
It's going down.
It is happening. The Wing Guru Grand Opening. We will be there broadcasting live from 11 to 2. Do not miss this.
Ebony and Ivory and a bunch of premium flavors at the Wing Guru. Come join us.
Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Control freak? Nope, not me. I mean, sure, I think spontaneity is overrated. And I hate when the gas pump stops at $20.01. But as long as things go exactly how I want them to, I'm totally flexible. That's why I love how Regions Lock It lets me lock my Regions personal cards when and how I want to with just the touch of a button. So, say I want to control when I shop online. I can keep my cards locked until I'm ready to purchase and lock them back when I'm done. Or, if I don't use my credit card at ATMs, I can lock it. And if I rarely use my now prepaid card in stores, well, you can see where I'm going with this. Regions Lock It puts me in complete control. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's pretty awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lock It. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Hey, look over there at that ratty toothbrush. It's time to change it. Do you brush twice a day for the full 2 minutes? Do you do basically what your dentist tells you to? Probably the answer is no. Let me tell you an easy way to make that dentist happy. Get Quip. It's spelled Q-U-I-P. It's the new electric toothbrush that helps fix those brushing habits that most people, like me, my hands up, get wrong. They do it with a lightweight and sleek design. Simple time vibrations and guiding pulses give you the perfect 2 minute clean. You guys have known, I've told you about them. Those bulky electric brushes are why I didn't do it in the past, and they were expensive. Quip starts at just $25. You can get those brush head refills automatically delivered on a dentist recommended 3 month schedule for only $5. Shipping's free, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, having a healthy, clean mouth. They've been featured in GQ, Oprah's O List, and Time Magazine. Go to getquip.com/Smith right now, and you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush that's spelled GETQUIP.com/Smith. Get back to healthy brushing habits with Quip.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I'm often asked to describe myself. It's an interesting question. For over 30 years, my fights have been against giants, insurance companies, the makers of unsafe products, tobacco and pharmaceutical companies, BP in the great oil spill, and companies who defraud consumers and their own employees. I fight the powerful for the powerless, and our results speak for themselves. We have recovered billions and billions and billions of dollars for our clients. $1.2 billion in one case alone. I risk millions of dollars of my own money in case costs fighting these wrongdoers. I spent $10 million in Florida to pass a constitutional amendment to allow sick and injured people to use medical marijuana. I would describe myself as a fighter who hates to lose. If you want a fighter, call me on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people, .com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, no matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you're probably near an O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. When it comes to safety, there is nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best and Brake Best Select Pads at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Commence Exxon and mobile field test. Scientists observe Subject C at station. Subject C forgot his wallet. Subject C uses the SpeedPass Plus app to pay for gas and earn rewards with the tap of a button. Subject C is a cool guy. Subject C actually looks like my cousin Carl. Subject C is my cousin Carl. Conclusion, SpeedPass Plus is the quick, fast, secure way to pay for gas, and Subject C wrecked my jet ski.
Yes, you did, Carl.
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
It's June in Memphis, Tennessee, which means one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It is hot, and we've got a ton going on this summer in Memphis. Concerts, festivals, day parties, everywhere you look around, there's something to do. That's for me and probably for you as well. Here's the tip for you guys out there. Get yourself some Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant. We'll keep you looking clean, crisp, like your boy, feeling fresh all day long and on into the night. I'm telling you, Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant offers superior sweat protection right here in Memphis. It's the best protection in Memphis against this heat and humidity. And the perfect wingman, as I like to talk about with my man John Martin, to keep you fresh and clean at all those outdoor festivals and day parties we've got going on in Memphis. Old Spice Pure Sport Antiperspirant will give you the best sweat protection against the Memphis heat.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Take some insurance out on your own.
So the standard 30-second radio commercial is about 75 words, but this one has twice as many words so that we can talk really fast. Not, though, as fast as the Formula One-inspired electric Italian-made pro cars at Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events that can go up to 50 miles an hour, which is more than twice as fast as the carts your father used to put around in. Unless, speaking of Italian, your father is Mario Andretti. His carts may have been faster, but only slightly, Jason. These carts turn on a dime.
And even if you burn out, you'll never burn up. In their air-conditioned track design at the world-famous Le Mans course, the fastest commercial in Memphis from the place that has the fastest carts in Memphis. It's appropriate. Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events at 6399 Shelby Drive. Get there presto, pronto, snappy, supersonic. You know, you get the picture, right? Like a bat out of, well, I'm not going to say that, John. You get it. Fast. Autobahn Indoor Speedway and events where they're always asking, what are you racing for today? Just reading that, brother, made me tired. That's how fast that was.
All right. We're back.
Good job, guys.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESP. And I love Audubon. And I need to get out there soon. So should you. All right. We need to talk about this quote from Michael Porter Jr. It's actually from yesterday, but we did not talk about it, and we need to discuss it. He said, right now, I would say I'm a mix of Giannis and KD. I like going to the hole a little bit more than KD does. I like bumping into people, and I'm a little bit more physical than KD. But I like to shoot the ball a little bit more than Giannis. So that's what I like to compare myself to. And also Tracy McGrady. I get compared a lot to him, and I like that one a lot too. Those are three amazing players. It doesn't feel bad to be in the same conversation as them. Well, Michael, the only person that put you in those conversations is you.
Damn.
Because I have never heard anybody else put you in that conversation.
That's the greatest NBA player to ever walk the face of the earth.
This dude is a combo of all those guys. T-Mac, KD, and Giannis.
Yeah, that's scary. No.
Like, there's a... Okay.
Now, there's part of it. We ask players like him all the time, compare your game, right? And we're looking for those kind of answers, right? We want them to say someone like that. But when you use that, you're some sort of combination of all three of them.
Yes.
You're starting to sound a little overconfident, John.
Well,
I told you, I felt like he's been, just in his interviews, everything else, he's been a little bit too much overcompensation, talking about how healthy you are, now it's how good you are, your greatness. Give me a break.
How about
just being Michael Porter?
Well, I'm going to let you, you guys clearly have like a light skin thing going on. I'm going to let you roll.
I like he's light skin, and he's got good hair.
But,
again, I've told you, I want to be in love with a man, but again, just so risky.
Well, I think, anytime you get into when you combine players, it's bound to be silly immediately. Wait, it doesn't matter who you
combine, like the greatest players in the league right now.
Exactly.
That's silly.
That's who I am.
No.
Yeah, I'm Giannis and Kevin Durant.
Now you're Michael Porter Jr., unproven at this point, and you've got some back issues.
And you got,
you got
grandpa back.
Like, that's the real right
You're back there. Is a combination between my grandpa and my dead grandma.
Okay.
You left out Parrish.
And Gary Parrish. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
He's got that Porter back.
Let's talk about who that back compares to right now.
Yeah, let's be real, Michael.
Anytime you combine any players, I think you get into some tricky territory.
You're making
territory.
A mistake.
And I believe he is tiptoeing into Wade Baldwin territory for me, because there is a fine line between having confidence in self and being delusional.
Don't you think? I mean,
and I think he's more delusional.
We talked about it with Jonathan Cavoni to start the show, and he says either it's Bagley too, right, or they're trading, or they're gonna, you know, or it's a Porter.
No, it's trading. It's either selecting Bagley
or trading down to get
Porter.
Right. That's the thing there. They're not going to take him that high.
No.
Earlier this week and late last week, all the talk was about how Porter was rising into maybe the top three, top four. Looks like there's only one team that's seriously considering it, and it just doesn't feel like, John, with all this risk, with all the, you know, all these quotes you read, all this info that's out there, like I don't think they'll take him at two. I don't think they'll take
him
at two.
Yeah, they will not. And so what I am intrigued by...
How far down can you trade to get him before he goes?
Can you trade with...
That's the other possibility, right?
Well, the question is, who wants to come up? You know, who wants to come up to two? Because they're going to have to pay. Whoever it is going to have to pay to come up to two.
So
finding a trade partner will be
difficult. That's what I'm saying. What trade partner is going to come up to two to take the risk that you're not really willing to take it to?
Well, and trade up to two to draft who? Yeah, that's the other question. What team wants to trade up to draft Bagley? What team wants to trade up to? Like, I could see a team trading up to draft Doncic. Like, I could see a team coveting him and his skill set. A playoff team, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of the better teams. That's what I'm saying. Like from Gavoni and them, the bad teams can't stand Doncic. Why would you say, well, they're looking at him from a point, can he carry us?
Exactly.
The good teams are seeing him as, and you could count
that's how you should view him.
They're
though.
Seeing him as he's a perfect fit. He plays well, he'll be fine. He's a piece.
Doncic right. is a very good piece, but if you are.
So if it's somebody's coming up, you figure it's a good team.
100%. Yeah, it's not going to be like the Cavs at 8, for example. Like that to me would not make much sense. They have to maximize what they have.
Well, I like this roadmap Gavoni's kind of laid out for us for Doncic to fall at 4. It looks realistic.
Oh yeah,
it looks like that. I mean, it's got a good chance, a good likelihood.
And if the Grizzlies end up with Doncic on draft night, there will be no crying in a Kangol at the Bluff.
Not here. No, I won't. No, I won't. I won't cry. Not
he
on
seems
this
confident
side.
In Atlanta and JJJ.
I mean, I think we can embrace Doncic. Like I really do. Like I think he'll come here. You know, I still miss Juan Carlos. So I've waited for that, you know, that foreign guard wing type. I've been waiting
Okay, this is what you've been waiting on since Juan Carlos left?
Yes.
You've been waiting a long time.
I liked Juan Carlos. You didn't like Juan Carlos?
Yeah, I mean, he was spunky and fiery. And he hit big shots, but it's not like he was changing the game or anything. Yeah.
Well, we left.
We need Doncic to be
he
fair.
Left.
We need
Doncic to be. What he could have done. He Doncic left. He got out of town.
Right. Starter coming in here day one, plugging you right in, brother.
But, yes, I think Memphis will wrap their arms around Doncic.
I think so too.
Get past the initial disappointment of drafting a European prospect, I think we will embrace Doncic. I really do. And I think he will help them. I think,
and we'll have to wait a little bit for the press conference.
Well, because he's still playing, obviously.
And then he won't do summer league, will he? Because he needs the rest.
I think they play tonight. They play. They're in that final series tonight. And if they win tonight, he will be able to be around.
Yeah,
for the
I think
draft.
He got a couple weeks summer
doesn't
league.
He need
I believe
some
is the
time off
second
though?
Week of July, maybe first.
I mean, that's maybe you give him a little bit, but doesn't he need some time off? He's been playing forever.
Yeah, he has. You're exactly.
He
right.
He hasn't had a chance to take a break yet for this season. You gonna play him all the way through?
That's a good point. That's a good point. But he's 18, man. He's young and spry. And he comes in
all that.
And he gives Mike Conley the opportunity to play off the ball, which is where he thrived at the end of 16-17.
Yeah, I loved him.
I like that idea. Lots of versatility and options.
We're getting close, man. We'll finally have some answers.
Yes, indeed. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined the show today. Jonathan Gavoni, John Fuglese, Clay Travis, Nick DiPaola, and Brevin Knight. It was a loaded show. Appreciate y'all riding with us. That's going to do it for us today. We're always, as always, presented by The Wing Guru. Stop by
Get
if
yourself.
You're hungry. Eric Kastein is up next for Jason. I'm John, and we're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
Hey, there's John Martin for the Blue Monkey. You know Memphis is a truly amazing place during springtime. Whether you're gearing up for festival season or all the fun that takes place during Memphis in May, a Redbirds game, or any other event, the Blue Monkey should figure strongly into your plans. The Blue Monkey features the best tavern atmosphere anywhere in the Mid-South with delicious food and cold, refreshing drinks. Enjoy something light like their succulent chilled jumbo shrimp appetizer or one of their cool crisp salads like the Southern Salad with fresh greens and crispy chicken or the Angus Salad with beef tenderloin and blue cheese crumbles. The Blue Monkey is the spot to get your spring socializing started. It's the Blue Monkey. They got two locations, one at 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown, one at 513 South Front Street in downtown Memphis, or, of course, you can check them out online at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia every Wednesday at 8 p.m. in Midtown. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Adam Hart and the Heart of Memphis Band on Saturday. Bluff City Backsliders. It's the Can-Am Spyder ready-to-ride sales event at OB Motorsports. With its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in front and one in back, Can-Am Spyder gives you the confidence to fully embrace the exhilaration of open-air riding. For a limited time, get up to a $4,500 rebate on select 2017 models or get a select 2018 Can-Am Spyder model starting at $249 a month. Visit OB Motorsports at 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch today. Offer ends June 30th, 2018. For participating dealers only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please call this number right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that can help. If you or a loved one might have a problem with drugs or alcohol, call us now and talk to one of our Addiction Rehab Specialists about the first steps to recovery. 800-417-7740. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialists help you break your addiction before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.